Lower back pain is one of the most common reasons people go to the doctor. It's also one of the most common reasons doctors give for prescribing pain-relieving narcotics. Now, growing evidence shows that medication may not be the best option. NPR's Patty Naimond reports on a new study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association.
For many people, lower back pain goes away on its own in a few days, maybe a week. But when back pain lingers, it can be debilitating. People search for treatment, and they have lots of options, according to Dr. Richard Dio with Oregon Health and Science University.
We have oral medications. We have injected medications. We have corsets. We have traction. We have surgery, of course. We have acupuncture. We have spinal manipulation. We have massage therapy.
Lots of therapies, but not one of them has been shown to be much better than the others. The findings of this study, says Dio, may change that a little bit. Researchers compared results of 26 studies involving more than 1,700 patients with lower back pain. Internist Paul Schickel with the VA West Los Angeles Medical Center headed the study, which found spinal manipulation, putting pressure and moving joints in the spine, modestly reduced pain as measured by patients on a scale of 0 to 10.
Basically 1 point on the numeric rating scale. So if their pain had been a 7, then it would be a 6. Or if it had been a 5, it would be a 4.
Now, that may not sound like much, but it's about the same amount of pain relief as over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication like ibuprofen. The study also found spinal manipulation improved function, again, modestly. Patients reported greater ease and comfort engaging in about 2 activities.
For example, walk more quickly than they would because of their back pain. They would not have as much difficulty turning over in bed because of their back pain. They slept better because of their back.
Spinal manipulation is typically done by chiropractors and physical therapists. Back specialist Dio says it's not clear exactly how spinal manipulation relieves back pain, but there are some ideas.
It may be that spinal manipulation moves the small joints in the spine in such a way that they are repositioned in a sense and cause less pain.
Or it may restore some material in the discs that lie between the vertebrae.
Others have suggested it's simply a matter of muscle relaxation, which could be important.
It could also have to do with mind-body interaction, laying of hands, for example, or a trusting relationship between patients and their healthcare provider. The findings of this study are in line with guidelines from the American College of Physicians, which were released just over a month ago. Those guidelines suggest people with low back pain use techniques to speed up the healing process, things like heat wraps, massage, acupuncture, and spinal manipulation, and avoid medication. Richard Dio.
Even over-the-counter medications have some important side effects and complications, and the spinal manipulation seems to be quite safe when it's done in the lower back.
Medications can cause gastritis, stomach upset, and a rise in blood pressure. And if patients are prescribed stronger medication like opioids, they risk long-term use and even addiction. Patty Naimond, NPR News.